الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this kitab of the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the great value, Rogan-e-Zaytun ke malish aur jadid inkishafat, to massage one's body, the body also legs, etc., and in fact the whole body massage also from somebody whom it is permissible from, and massage of the head especially, the hair, and especially with zaytun oil, olive oil. And what no modern science has got to say about this. This is sunnah. To have the body massaged, to massage the body, to put oil in the hair is a very important thing, and which generally, even amongst us people, good people, it's also left out the sunnah of putting oil in the hair. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular of this, and in fact he had one topi which is called qina, that is the oil topi. That is, when a person puts oil in his hair, then there is oil, and the topi gets discolored with the oil. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a special topi for that. That when he put oil, he should wear that topi, so that the other topi doesn't become smudged and become oily and discolored. Hazrat Amr Abu Usaid radiyallahu anhu se marwi hai ki Huzur Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne irshad farmaya, zaitun ka tel khao aur malish mein istemal karo, isliye ki wo mubarak darakh se paida hota hai. Hazrat Amr Abu Usaid radiyallahu anhu narrated that Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that use olive oil for your eating, drinking. If you can, then cook also in olive oil. As much as possible, a person should use olive oil. And as far as that is concerned, today there are many fake things on the market also. A person should make sure that he gets genuine olive oil. And the best is the virgin olive oil, the cold pressed virgin olive oil. And otherwise you must be careful, you mustn't buy other fake things. Where he does get proper genuine, that is something to be cherished and something to have. It is something very good. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we should use that in our eating, in all our food. And it's also a matter of taste. The minute a person gets taste, there are a few things like zamzam. The minute a person gets a taste of it, like olive oil, and in fact even plain water, the minute a person gets a taste of it, he will not like cold drinks or even juices or anything. He'll prefer that which is natural, and his tabiat will just take on to those things, and he will just enjoy it. The same it is with olive oil. Until a person hasn't got the taste for it, he won't be able to incline towards it. And this is all when a person's tabiat comes on to fitrat, on the natural way. Then naturally his tabiat, his nature, he starts liking the natural things. Like, for example, there are some people who like rings on their fingers, men also. And in fact, big rings. But that's not the natural way. And when a person just dislikes it, and he just likes his hands to be plain, that is a great blessing from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is in our lifestyle, our food stuff, everything, as it become more closer to sunnah, that is a sign that a person is coming on the natural path, and also which means in turn that his iman is becoming complete now. That he is liking the things by nature what he is supposed to like. And by nature he dislikes the things that he is supposed to dislike. So using of olive oil, or malish mein istemal karo, and use it in massaging as well. Isliye ke wo mubarak darakh se paida hota hai, it comes from a very blessed tree, zaytunatim mubarakatin. And Allah Ta'ala has declared it in the Quran that the olive tree is a very blessed tree. So there must be, and also ulama have written, whatever Allah has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that is very, very blessed. Yeah, also in Surah Nur, Allah is mentioned. Then in Surah Teen, Wateen, Wazaytun, Allah is mentioned it there again. This narration is in Shamail Tirmizi, Mishkat Sharif, Darami, and in the Kitab Rehwar Zindagi. Hazrat Alqama ibn Amir riwayat karte hai radiyallahu anhu ke huzur e akdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya ke tumhare liye zaitun ka tel maujood hai, usse khao aur badan par malish karo. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the sahabi Hazrat Alqama ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu that you people have zaitun tail, olive oil, use it, eat it, use it in your eating and drinking, or and make malish, massage it on your body as well. Kyunki ye bawasir mein fayda deta hai. Because it is very helpful as far as piles is concerned. And piles, any person who have any idea how painful piles are, and this helps in that by the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zaitun ke tel se ilaj karo. In one narration it comes, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, take your medicine in olive oil, like with honey. Honey is a great medicine. In the same way, olive oil. Usse khao aur lagao, eat it, use it in your eating also, and on your body as well. Kyunki ye ek mubarak darakht hai, because this is from a very blessed tree. Zaitun ka tail khao aur lagao. In another narration of Ibn Majah and Hakim, that eat, consume the olive oil, and also massage it on your body. And just to eat olives like that also is very, very good, very healthy. Usme 70 bimariyon se shifa hai. There is a cure for 70 diseases in the olive. Jisme ek kor bhi hai. One of those 70 is leprosy also, where the meat starts falling off of the body. It's a cure from that as well. Massage ya malish ki tariq khud bani no, insan ki tariq jitni purani hai. And to make malish, to massage, this is a thing which is what mankind, as long as the history of man is, so long is the history of massaging. In other words, it has been coming with man all along from the beginning. 3000 saal qabal masih chin ke ek badshah Fu ke tahreeron mein uska zikr milta hai. 3000 years ago, in one of the in the literature of the Chinese, there is also reference made to massaging. Today, massaging also we don't do at all. That is also a thing which is totally left out. And whether it is of the hair, whether it is of the body, of the legs, at least of the feet and of the head, this is very, very essential, but we don't do it at all. قدیم یونان میں بھی مساج علاج معالجے کے لیے استعمال ہوتا رہا ہے. In the old medicine of Yunnan, which is our tibbi medicine, the hakim's treatments, this has been from long time a part of the treatment, especially for a person who is suffering from poor blood circulation. Massage helps tremendously in that. And there is one alim, I don't know if he's still around, he was here recently. He met up with an accident sometime. He came here and I saw him on his crutches. Afterwards, the next time I saw him walking properly, nothing wrong. I asked what happened so quickly. He said that how he became in accident, he explained me the whole thing. That in Lahore he was and he got off the car. And just as he got off, a motorcycle came full swing into him. And his whole leg turned completely around. And he was in quite a bad condition. And when he went to the hospital's doctors, they said at that time, this quite a number of years ago, put down 300,000 rupees, then we talk further. And then also they said, we give you no guarantee in your treatment. Somebody informed him about roughly 300 kilometers from Lahore, in a village somewhere, there are people who treat with massage, only massaging. So he went there and he got himself treated. And he said about, I stayed just a few days. They massaged me and they taught me how to massage myself. And alhamdulillah, all this pain is gone. My leg without, there isn't any steel in my body, no operation, nothing. And you can see for yourself how I'm walking. So So this massaging is a very important aspect which we have neglected very, very greatly. Uske baad Holland, Australia, America mein baqaida massage centers qaim hai. Today we see, you go to the airports also, they got a massage parlor. Everywhere, today they have taken it up very strongly and they are turning towards massage. Aur American Health Academy ne massage ki science ahmiyat ko bahut ujagar kiya. And in America, the Health Academy has made shown great importance of massage and they are giving it very, very great importance. And very sadly, when we hear America, then it makes sense to us. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense to us. But this is very, very important. National Style Wrestling Association of Pakistan ke bani Masood Hayat Bhatt ka kehna hai ke pehlwani aur malish lazim malzoom hai. This leader, the founder and the leader of this Wrestling Association of Pakistan, he says wrestling and massaging, they are both, one is compulsory for the other. You cannot be a wrestler, you can't wrestle without massaging. Massaging is just as important as the wrestling is in that game, so important is massaging also. It goes hand in hand and both are extremely important. Aaj ke jadid dor mein bhi malish ka koi mutabadil tariqa kar samne nahi aaya. In our modern times also, the modern times have not been able to offer anything in place of massaging. Massaging as it was all along, it still stands till today. Unhone kaha ke chand maah qabal meri mulaqat Pakistan cricket team ke sabiq physiotherapist se hui. This person, the founder of that wrestling association, he says that a few months before I met the physiotherapist of the Pakistan cricket team. Unhone bataya ke puri team unse massage karwati thi. He said the whole team should ask this physiotherapist that is with the team that to massage them. Isse pata chalta hai ke sirf pehlwan hi nahi balki jadid pehlwan yani khiladi bhi malish par inhisar karte. He says from this we understand that not only the wrestlers and not only the old-time people, but even the modern wrestlers, the players, they also turn towards massaging as a very important aspect. Baz aukaat aise mareez bhi aate hain jinka ilaaj sirf massage ya malish se hi mumkin hai. He says further that sometimes such patients come that their treatment can be done by nothing else but besides massaging. He gives an example here. Mithal ke taur par kisi ko high blood pressure ho aur usse koi chot lag jaye. If a person is suffering from high blood pressure and he got a hurt, he fell down, he got a hurt, wound, etc. ya koi aur aariza ho jaye. And this high blood pressure patient, something else happens to him, to usse garam dawai nahi di ja sakti. You can't give him medicines which have a hot effect. It will make his blood pressure go even higher. And he can get a stroke, he can get a heart attack. Anything can happen to him. So you can't give him those medicines which are necessary for the other problem that he has picked up. That whatever now that he fell down or whatever else, for that medicine is very good. But that medicine at the same time is very harmful for his high blood pressure. So what do you do in such a time? Uska mutabadil malish hai. He say the only thing in place now is to make, where that person has got hurt, etc., malish is the only solution. You can't give him other medicine, you might kill the patient in there. So malish is a very important, massaging is a very important thing which we should resort to. At least the feet we should massage and the head. Put oil in the head and olive oil is hot. So a person who by nature is hot should use something which is cold then, or according to season, summer and winter, a oil that is good for summer and winter all around is coconut oil. For summer, a person uses something light like chambeli or rose oil, etc., which is cold. That is for summer. For winter, olive oil is extremely good. And any other oil which is hot by nature is good for winter. And also at the same time, a person must see his own temperament. If he is hot by nature, if he is cold by nature. According to that, but this is very, very important that we should try and use these oils. And we should try and avoid the other oils. Like for example, Vaseline hair tonic is a very famous thing. But in Pakistan it was banned because about 70% they put paraffin in the Vaseline hair oil. So we are thinking we're using hair oil, but there's paraffin which is very, very harmful. So all these Western things, they put something which is harmful for a person. So a person should try and use the natural things which are very good. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Further in this kitab of the adab and etiquette of how a murid should stay with his peer. Hadrat writes here, ایک صاحب جو سلسلہ میں داخل ہونے کے لیے سفر کرنا چاہتے تھے. One person wanted to become murid, and for that he wanted to come to Thana Bhawan, to come to the Khanqa, to become murid. He wrote a letter to Hazrat. اور رشوت میں بھی مبتلا تھے. And that person was involved in bribes also. For whatever work, he was a policeman or something like that, and he should accept bribes from people. انہوں نے ذکر شغل کا شوق ظاہر کیا. And he had expressed his desire to make zikr, to read wazifas, to have contact with the sheikh, etc. But on the other side, he had this problem that he was involved in taking bribes as well. اس پر حضرت والا نے تحریر فرمایا. حضرت مولانا تھانوی رحمت اللہ علیہ replied to him and told him, ذکر اور شغل کا شوق ظاہر کیا تحریف ہے. جب رشوت بالکل چھوٹ جاوے اس وقت طریقہ ذکر و شغل کا پوچھئے. That when you give up your bribes completely, you are totally free of bribes, then ask, then in other words become bayat and start with your wazifas, etc. Many people, unfortunately, commonly, perhaps 99% of the ummah, we feel that, well, we are making namazes, gunas is also alright, gunas are carrying on also. We're making tahajjud also, and our TV is also carrying on. Other gunas we are making also, we go in jamaat one chilla, we spend one chilla in the khanqa, so we are alright. It doesn't work like that at all. This is not a Christian type religion, that the whole week you do what you want to, Sunday you go to church, you can make a confession, and you are absolved of everything. Or the, which the Christians propagate very much, that Jesus died for your sins, so you can do what you want to. As long as you just believe in Jesus, that he, in Trinity, in God, that is God, etc., and you don't have to do, you can carry on committing sins, you commit the sins, and somebody else pays for it. You commit sins and somebody else still sits in jail for it. Islam is not like that. You have to give up. You have to change your life. Many people feel we're just coming to the majlis, etc., so we're all right. And we don't think of changing our lives. Ramzan will come, keep our rozas, make taraweeh, go for umrah, etc., so we are all right. We give one chilla in jamaat every year, or even sometimes more than that. And we don't change our lives. Our lifestyle doesn't change. That's not going to get us anywhere. The whole object of namaz is inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Namaz is to let you give up your gunas. If what namaz you still carrying on with gunas, there are two things. Either you're making proper namaz, namaz will stop you from your gunas. Or else you are not making namaz. You are just doing some exercises. Hey, roza is to bring taqwa in you. If you are keeping rozas and taqwa is not coming, perhaps you are only staying hungry. You are only starving yourself. You are not keeping rozas. So all this ibadat is that a change comes in us. That we become 100% obedient to Allah. When we make zikr, la ilaha, is to take out all ghairullah. whether it is in aqaid, whether it is in amal, everything, all our dirt and filth we are taking out. And illallah, we are putting only purity, only Allah in the heart. A person, if he's making zikr 10 years, but still no change in his life, still he's carrying on, no parda in his house, still watching TV, etc., all the wrong things still, that means he's not really doing those things. He's just massaging his nafs, making himself happy that I'm doing all this, I'm alright, I'm pious, etc. I'm going in khanqah, I'm going in jamaat, I'm going for umrah, so I'm alright. He's just bluffing himself. So, and Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, and those who follow Thanvi tariqah, they will know that these things have nothing to do with tasawwuf and with khanqah. That a person, how many people will come in a majlis, they are doing all haram other things, but they weekly, and they, when they come majlis, long kurta and everything properly like a very pious person. But when they leave from here, back to the same things, that's not going to help a person at all. He has to make the niyat of changing, and the object of coming is, many people become bay'at just for barakat. Many people, especially with ta'weez, they pick up problems in their life, whatever problems. So we just get a ta'weez from Bapu Sahib, and we pay him so much, make him happy, and the ta'weez will save us from problems, and we carry on with our wrong lifestyle. That is not at all what Islam is, and that is not at all what the haqiqat of tasawwuf is. So many people also just become bad to show their relationship. We are affiliated with so and so. And under that cover, they do all their wrong things. Whatever they want to do, they are doing. That does not help at all. And Allah Ta'ala, jo tu karta hai chupke, ahle, ahle jahan se, koi tujhe dekhta hai asma se. What you are doing and hiding from the people of the world, somebody is watching you from on top all the time. So we are being watched. And the thing is, all this is to bring a change in our world. We shouldn't have any outward agendas, any outward motives, matlabi. No, we should be sincere. Then Allah Ta'ala also is not such that He deprives a person. When we are sincere, Allah will definitely bless us with great, great treasures. فرمایا کہ جس طرح جو صحبت بدون زوجین کی شہوت کے ہو اس سے نسل نہیں چلتی. یہ is a medical point Maulana is explaining, that if husband and wife do not have the desire for sexual relationships, and they have sexual relationship, from there a child is not born. A child is born when both have that desire for sexual relations, then a child is born from there. Aurat mard dono ko shahwat honi chahiye. The husband and the wife both must have a desire. When they meet now, they cohabit, then inshallah from that meeting Allah will give a child. Chunanche tawafuq inzalain shart hai hamal qarar paane ke liye. There is a medical point that when they excrete the semen, husband also, man also does it, and the woman also does it. And when there is tawafuq, a meeting of that, then a child is born and she conceives. Otherwise she won't conceive. If the one was like dead, just like forced to do it, like many times, women, we displease them, we make them unhappy, and we just use them as sex machines. They have no desire for us anymore. They are cold towards us. That doesn't benefit. But when she also, she's hot, she's warm, and the husband also, then a child is conceived from that meeting. So in the same way, Hazrat says, isi tarah be dili se ta'aleem karna bilkul aisa hi hai jaisa bila shahwat sohbat karna. In the same way, murid and shaykh, if they don't have the desire for Allah Ta'ala, desire for the Islah, the husband is coming to the majlis because the wife has forced him, or the wife is coming because the husband has forced her to come, or the shaykh is just doing it also, he hasn't got any feeling. He hasn't got in him also that my murids must reach Allah, the Islam must be made. Just as a customary thing it is done. then no fruits come from there. No children will be born. The children of Allah's ma'rifat, the children of ita'at and the love of Allah Ta'ala, that won't be born. And it must be from both sides. The murid and the sheikh must have the desire that we want ourselves to be cleansed. We want to reach Allah Ta'ala. When they have the true desire, then Allah Ta'ala blesses and gives the results. In the next, Hazrat explains, فَرْمَایَا کہ تعلیم کُنَنْدَا تو محس بہانہ ہے. Hazrat explains, the person giving the ta'aleem, giving the bayan, the shaykh, that is, he is only an outward excuse. The real doer, فَعَيْلِ حَقِيقِ, is no one else besides Allah Ta'ala. He is also just an outward excuse. اصل میں مبدع فیاض ہی ہے. Actually, whatever islah happens of a person, and whatever change only happens from Allah Ta'ala. The shaykh is only an outward show, like this whole dunya. Darul Asbab is just an outward show. Hidayat Allah declared that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can distribute hidayat. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It's only Allah who gives hidayat. Taking out people from darkness into light. Allah declared, no Nabi can do that also. Outwardly, it is the Nabi's work, but the real doer is only Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is the food that we eat, we can see that we are going to buy the things, the vegetables, the fruits, the mutton from the butcher, the groceries, and the wife cooks it, but actually it is nobody but Allah Ta'ala that does. And we are reminded, and in fact we should try and read that dua also after eating, together with its meaning. الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة. That all praise is due to Allah who gave me this to eat and drink, and He gave it to me without any effort from my side. Outwardly we see we have made effort, we went and buy the things, we cooked it, and we put it in a plate, we lift it up, we eat it, we put it into our mouth. But even this outward is only an excuse. Actually, it is nobody else but Allah that is the dua. And that a person should... And this dua is such a dua. When a person reads this dua, it comes in the hadith, all his gunas are forgiven. Where can we get a deen like Islam? That you have... Everyone loves to eat. When you eat, you enjoy eating. And just read this dua and all your gunas also. No crying at tahajjud time. All that in eating, Allah makes your guna. Where can we get a mazhab like? And this is really on that reality that a person understands that Allah is the doer. So even outwardly, if we think we did this year, if we compare it in relationship to reality which we can understand, we'll realize this is not even 0.000001. It's not even so much compared to what Allah is doing. Like for example, today the fruits which is so much, you're having watermelon, you're having lychees, you're having cherries, you're having strawberries, all these things. Who can make one watermelon? That one piece of water, who can make that? That water which has fallen from the sky, clear water and tasteless water, colorless water and water that has got no smell in it. It falls down on the ground which is dead ground. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. From there Allah say, we take out different types of fruit for you. Where did the color of the watermelon come? Where did the sweetness come in? Where did the taste come in? All the benefits of melon, all the various types of melon which have got lot of benefit, who put all that? It is none other but Allah Ta'ala. From that same water which fell on the same ground, Allah took out grapes from you. And what a variety of grapes, what a variety of melons. From that same procedure, Allah Ta'ala took out mangoes for you. And what a variety of mangoes. Lychees Allah took out for you. Then the mutton, then the vegetables, all this year, one grain of rice, millions of Allah's creation worked on it. Then that one grain of rice, that I think I went and buy my groceries, I paid 200 rand for my groceries, and at home they cooked it, and we prepared a meal. Where can this pay for it? we'll realize that min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. And when the more a person says this from the with conviction that I did nothing in this, ya Allah, it is only that biryani which is in front of me, that steak which is in front of me, from where and where has it come? The stove, and of all these things to put it together to have one meal ready. And what a perfect meal Allah gives us. There is nothing short. The dastarkhan is spread out. The crockery is of the best type. It is set in the most wonderful way. The food is the most best. How tasty it is. What a variety of food. One type of food is enough for a person, one meal. But we eating, what a variety. Then the fruit that is there. Then the chutneys what are there. The achars which are there. Then the salads which are there. Then dessert on top of it. Then on top of it a cup of tea. Then some chocolates and sweets again. What and what? Where can we ever put all this together? Nobody can do it. For any work, like you have a ijtima, you have a jalsa, you have somebody who is the main person coordinating everything. Somebody will be doing the cooking, somebody who will be doing the parking, somebody who will be doing security, but there's somebody coordinating all this together. And they all refer to him, and he checks up whether the parking, the personnel, they are all geared up, they are ready, they've got everything, what there's the people in the cooking department, and everything is so much. So like that, the whole world's to get that one grain of rice, basmati rice from Pakistan, who is coordinating all this? So many governments are involved in here. It is only one Allah. Allah is the only doer. And all the scientists of the world, they can't make one artificial grain of rice. They can't make one artificial drop of water. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who is the doer of all this. So how great is not. So that dua, if we read it like that. So like that, the Shaykh also is just an outward form. His life is not in his hands. His words are not in his hands. The effect in the words, that is totally out of his... It's only in the hands of Allah. So a person should have full trust and realize and not make the Shaykh a god also. He is just a means. But he is important, which Hazrat explains. Shaykh barai naam waasta hota hai. Shaykh is just an outward form by for name's sake. Lekin talib ko chahiye ke waasta ki qadar kare. But the murid should make qadar of this means. That without Allah has made this world a means of a world of means and cause and effect. You have to have this. Allah has made it such that wahi comes from Allah and wahi guides a person. But Allah has made his Nabi. So to make qadr, to respect and to love and to honor these people, it is in fact honoring Allah Ta'ala and the wahi which Allah has revealed. Though they are the outward means, you don't just discard them like that. Like in the same way, Bismillah. Your mother and father haven't created you. They were just the means they met. It is only Allah that made the mother conceive, that the child is formed properly, it is the mother gives birth properly, it's only in Allah. Then the child is weaned, brought up, it's only in Allah Ta'ala's hands. But the doer is none other but Allah, not the mother. The mother, what she knows of making eyes, what's the composition of a brain, of an ear, of a nose, of any part, it's only Allah who does this. But they are the outward means, so Allah has ordered so greatly, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That treat your parents very kindly. And yeah, ihsan. Allah didn't say zulam out of the question. Adil, justice, also out of the question. What ihsan? Ihsan is if somebody does bad to you, you do good to them. If you think my parents are not treating me well, still it is farz on you that you can't treat them the same way back again. You have to show kindness and love to them. So the Shaykh, when he is the means, great respect is required of the Shaykh and great honor. Kyunki khuda ki aadat hai ke badun waasta ke wo fuyuz wa barakat nazil nahi farmate. Because it is the system of Allah Ta'ala that without the means, he does not send down the barakat and the faiz. This is one thing which many people who try and think that they are very pakka tawheedis, like the Salafis, etc. And people who have got that mizaj and nature that don't show respect to a sheikh, that don't so much respect to an alim, etc. But Allah's system is, without the sheikh, Allah doesn't send the barakat. And when you are getting it through the sheikh, then respect the sheikh. Like Buzurg's teach, it's a teaching of our deen, that from whatever thing you are getting benefit, then make qadr of that thing. Not that at that time when you, like for example, our clothes, we benefit from it. But many of us, when we take off our clothes, when we are changing our clothes, we don't make qadr of that clothes. We just throw it anywhere, anyhow. No, at that time also make qadr of it. At all times, all the things that whatever we are using, not that when you have, many people are such that when they finish use something, just throw it away. Just like discard it. No, the thing, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali Shaykhul Islam, in his ripe old age, when Allah had given him such high stages, he still used to use the tasbih and read on the tasbih. Somebody said, Hazrat, you don't need it. Tasbih is to remind you. Allah is fully in your heart all the time. You don't have to be reminded. He says, I feel shy. The thing that brought me till here, how can I discard it today? This is the thing that brought me to where I am today. I can't discard this thing. So to make qadr and to show respect, this is a very important aspect of our deen. Many people who have a shortness of understanding and are ashabi zahir, only zahir they see. So they say that don't show all this respect, etc. Many people, the khanqa, respect shown to the sheikh, etc. They can't comprehend, they can't understand this. Why all this? It is a command of Allah that all those things by which you have got what you have got, show respect and adab and honor those things from which you have got it. Your food, when you finish eat, the food that is left over, don't throw it away. You are full now. But now don't throw it away. Make qadr of that food that is still left over. Respect it. Everything. The plate you finish eat, now when you finish eat, even if it's a paper plate, don't just mishandle it and throw it. That was the thing by which you managed to eat. One time, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi and his friends were going on a journey. They had roasted a camel on the way. Now they had to sit down to eat it, but they were on a journey, the meat tastes very nice with lemon or with vinegar or something. Now they had the vinegar, but they didn't have a bowl, a utensil for it. So they couldn't think of a plan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi gave them a plan, make a hole in the ground and put the leather dastarkhan over it and your bowl will be made. And then you pour your vinegar in there and they all enjoyed their meal with that. So to that bowl, when the day you don't have a bowl, simple things, one matchstick, you did everything for your bride, you arranged everything, you forgot your matches, whatever you're going to use to light your bride. There, that one matchstick, you'll make qadr of it. And other times, you'll finish, light your fire, whatever, and you throw the whole box of matches away. Don't do that. Make qadr of it. Sometimes you may be thinking one ren is nothing, but sometimes you'll be going on a bus or a train and one ren you short for your ticket. They're not going to give you your ticket without that one ren. You might be paying 200 ren. 199 ren you have got, they say we want 200. Otherwise they don't give you. So make qadr of the sense, make qadr of every small thing. But this is a thing which we are also commonly negligent. When a person needs his wife, then she, how much love he shows her. And after that, he just discards her. He treats her like she's a nothing. That should not be the case. She satisfied you. She did everything for you. Make qadr of her. So just as it is important, before cohabiting, you make love, etc. After that also, don't just turn around and make as if you don't know her from any side. And you just leave her like that. At least say one, two words. At least show some affection still towards her. Don't make her feel that she's just being used and that she is nothing. So this is all very important to make qadr of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Bu Ali Sina Avicenna, who is a medical man, is not really a dini man. He has written, and from a medical point of view, he has written, that a girl, when she's between 12 and 15, then she's لُعْبَةُ الْلَاعِبِينَ. She's a toy in the hands of people. That is her age. And from medical point of view, that is how she is. From 15 to 20, she is حُورُ الْعِينَ. Her beauty is at its height during that age. From 20 to 30, she's أُمُّ الْبَنِينَ وَالْبَنَاتِ. Now she's only making children. That's a period that she has children. From 30 to 40, he writes that she is عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ. The عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ, the wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. That she was left with all the people. Then a woman at that age, then people just discard her. That should not be the case. But that is how society is. And when a woman comes to that age, then a man thinks now of another marriage. How many people think of extramarital affairs? Haram, na'uzu billah. They do all other wrong things and they just discard her. That's 30 to 40. After 40, عَلَيْهَا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Now she's totally discarded and nobody cares for her. Now she's an old hag. One lady one time phoned home and she said at home, she said that جَوْهُرِ آپْرِ کَامْ کَرِ سَكَ آپْرِ بَوْحَارَ. As long as we can work in the house, serve, do everything, we are very good. جَارِ اَوَي بِمَارْ ٹھَيْكَا كَيْ نِي کَرِ سَكَا تو آپ انہیں فینکی دیئے. Then we are just thrown away. We are discarded. How many women are like that? Should not be the case at all. Women should not be treated, make qadr, that from her you got your children, she has been your wife, now appreciate her, to honor her, respect her, treat her like a queen. Not that when your matlab is finished, then you're not a human being also. A person who's a matlabi, who does things just for his matlab, has got no value in the eyes of people. That we know that this person, he just comes and he'll flatter you and everything. The minute his work is done, you don't see him anymore. Until his work has to be done, how he carries on. And how they carry on. Hazra, does that. But once the work is done, you don't see them anymore. That should not be the case. In the same way as one malfooz is coming also, the sheikh also, that you need your sheikh to a certain stage. After that, you're on your own road. But then still don't discard your sheikh. Don't throw him away now. Through him. Like that with how many of us? Perhaps all of us, our ustads who taught us alif, ba, ta, ta. We threw them away. We got no regard. We never visit them. We never go and show them any respect or anything. They brought us to Bukhari Sharif. They brought us, you are hafiz of Quran today, you are a qari. Without that alif, ba, ta, you wouldn't have reached. And Allah in His system fixed that ustad for you. So whoever that ustad was, make qadr of him. Don't throw him away now. Similarly, even the ustads who teach you, even the darulum, the madrasa you learn in. And once you graduate, how many? Majority of the students, we just discard them. We got no contact anymore. We don't have any feeling. For example, a student where you studied, they send some donation, they show connection, I got connection with this madras. Your ustads, make some khidmat of your ustads. At least make some phone call, salam. We don't do it while we are students, while we are murids, we don't make qadr. After when we are on our road, where are we going to make qadr? So this appreciation is a very important thing. Our aqidah must also be right. It's not the darulum that gave me my knowledge. It's the outward means. Allah is the one who gave me knowledge. Otherwise, there were many other students who came and study. They flopped. They didn't complete. Or they picked up some problems on the way. Father passed away. Accident happened. They to give up the studies that I complete was only by Allah's fazal. But the thing Allah made the means of, make qadr of that means also. That is very, very important as well. Further, حضرت says, فرمایا کہ بزرگوں میں یہ بات دیکھنا چاہیے کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی متابعت میں سے کتنا حصہ ملا ہے. This we have to see from our mashayikh. One very important criteria many people ask, that which sheikh should I follow? One important criteria, that how much is the sheikh following sunnat of Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. That is a very important criteria. Faraz, sunnate muakkada, wajibat, that is 100%. But more than that, see, Hadrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah Ali, one murid of his who stayed for 10 years with him, then made salam, said, Hadrat, I'm going now. Why are you going? Where are you going? He said, Hadrat, I didn't get anything from you. What you mean? He said, I stayed 10 years. I didn't see any karamat in you. any special thing in you, so I'm leaving you, I'm going away, I'll go and see somewhere else. So Hazrat asked, that 10 years you stayed with me, did you see me any one moment I do any one thing against Sunnah? He said, no, that I never saw. He said, which more greater karamat you want? Al-istiqamatu al-istiqamatu fawq alfa karama. Istiqamat and istiqamat on Sunnah, that every step of yours according to Sunnah. He said, in fact, forget not missing out a Sunnah. I never saw you unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. What greater karamat you want then? But people don't look at that. So this is the thing that we have to see. Asal cheez ye hai ki Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se kis darja munasabat hai. That how much of contact a person has got with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aur munasabat bhi be saakhti aur pukhtagi ke saath. And this connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be also natural, not by forcing yourself everything that I have to, just by nature. Eh? And we, for example, by nature, the vast majority of us, we have seen, it can be a meeting, an eating session of Sufis, Maulvis, Tablighis, anyone. No, Bismillah is read also. Or it's not heard that it is read during the meal, not once any Alhamdulillah. After the meal, no dua also. So how far are we still from Sunnah? When we are going on Safar, which is so, they Safar, Kasakar. Safar is like Sakarat. Safar, Maulana Ayyub Kachwi, our friend who is in Jamiat, he says when you sit in your car to travel, you must take it that your one leg is in the qabr already. Today accidents, and now this period of the, it doesn't have to be your fault, you don't have to be drunk, or you don't have to be racing and driving at high speeds, you don't know who comes and bumps into you. Eh? Anything can happen. So, how much we need our du'as, and our du'as are our protection. Eh? If we read our du'as, and we trust in Allah, that will be our protection. If perhaps something has been written muqaddam, there are two types of taqdeer. One is that you do certain things and your taqdeer changes. You read your du'a, no accident. Allah saved you. One taqdeer mubram, that what has been read, hey, is going to happen. But your du'as will help you there also. Your accident will happen. You won't get, it won't be a major thing. It will be just a small thing. And in fact, it is a ni'mat. You realize, if I shouldn't read my du'as, what should have happened? So, where we got munasabat and ta'alluq? And pukhdagi kisat. And it must be something that is what istiqamat, what firmness, continuity. You do char din ko to sab ban sakte hai. For 2-3 days to become very pious and to show a great pious front, that anyone can do. But to have continuity on it all the time, that is something. Which Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali writes, that a snake can stay in water, but not for long. Very soon it has to come out. It can't take it long. Like that, a snake comes into a good environment. And you can't take it for long. Very soon, it's too heavy for me. I can't take it. I have to go again, watch some video now. I have to cool down. Take out the cigarettes, light up, that I can cool down. You are getting hot, but you say, I can cool down now. Eh? That was too much now for me. Roza, 12 hours roza, too much. Take out, before even having khajur, take out the cigarette first. I have to first have my cigarettes, etc. So a snake can't stay in this environment for long. He runs out very quickly. But a person who is genuine, a fish, it stays in the water all the time. It can't stay without the water. So to make a show of piety, anyone can do it for a little while. But genuinely, continuously, that is what is required. And that is what we have to work to. In this kitab, we read the 5 signs of halawati iman, which Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written. And when a person has halawati iman, then they are great. That person has got jannat, yeah. In fact, he has found Allah, yeah, which is even higher than jannat. The 5 signs were istilzaz bita'at, that you enjoy making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And the second one, that you easily sacrifice all other desires and all other enjoyments for the commands of Allah. Allah's command comes first. that you want to make your namaz now. 9 o'clock is Isha Jamaat. 9 o'clock there's going to be some heavy commentary also. So whether you're going to sacrifice your commentary which you enjoy so much, and you say, no, namaz comes first. Just commentary can go. Whatever else, commentary is not even really permissible. Anything which is permissible, that also which you discard for the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. One friend of ours, his mother passed away in India. She was ill, she was in a hospital. And they discharged her, they say, you well now. She went home, her daughter told, quite elderly, her daughter told, eat, finish. She said, no, let me make my namaz first, finish. So that is, you sacrificing your food for your namaz. Daughter said, there's a lot of time still, your namaz you can make, eat, finish, you haven't eaten from the morning. She said, no, let me make wuzu, make namaz. She made her namaz. After that she said, give me zamzam water. She drank zamzam, then she told, put my head on your lap. She put her head on her lap, the daughter's lap. She said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah grant us also a wonderful mort on Iman, on Iman e Kamil. So, that is now the food was ready, and who doesn't like food? But you give preference first, let me make my namaz first. You came home, you are tired. Though it is permissible, eat first, finish, concentrate in your namaz. But this desire, halawat e iman, but no, first my namaz. I might die, and if I didn't eat, doesn't matter. But let me make my namaz. This desire comes in a person. The third thing, tahammulul mashaq fi mardatillahi wa rasul. A person is prepared to go through difficulties in pleasing Allah and His Rasul. Whatever it is. Rosa, you are feeling it very much now. For Allah's sake, no problem. I'll tolerate all the difficulty. How many for our children we go shopping? For the wife we go shopping. Look for one thing. 5, 6 shops we go. Why? I want to make her happy. Whatever she wanted, I must give it to her. For Allah's sake, how much more shouldn't we tolerate? Tajarru'ul mararat fil musibat. That a person drinks the bitter gulps of problems in difficulties for Allah's pleasure. Whatever difficulties that face him, that he comes to, he tolerates them for Allah's pleasure. And the fifth one, وَالْرِضَى فِي الْقَضَى فِي جَمِيعِ الْحَالَاتِ. That whatever Allah keeps him, he's happy. Wife is happy with you, I'm happy. Wife is unhappy, I'm happy also with you, O Allah, whatever you have decreed. Some sickness, some illness, I'm happy with that also. Whatever, you say I'm weak, O Allah, change this ni'mat to another, but in whichever condition you keep me, you don't fight with Allah, you don't complain to Allah Ta'ala, that how He has kept you, you are happy in that. Those are the 5 signs. Further, Hazrat writes, halawat iman par husne khatma ki basharat. If a person gets the sweetness of iman, it is his glad tidings. It is his guarantee you're going to die on iman. If a person has these signs in him, he cannot make enough shukr to Allah that this is a sign that his iman, his khatma is going to come on iman. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi ek riwayat naqal farmate hain. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah narrates this narration. Waqad warada anna halawatul iman idha dakhalat qalban. That when the sweetness of iman enters the heart, la takhruj minhu abadan. It never goes out. When that sweetness, the sweetness of sugar, honey, chocolates, ice cream, is only on the 3-4 centimeters of the tongue. The minute it's gone down the throat, now no more that sweetness, that enjoyment. But the sweetness of iman, when it enters the heart, it never leaves it ever again. It remains there forever. That sweetness remains forever. فَفِيهِ إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ بَشَارَةِ حُسْنِ الْخَاتَمَةِ لَهُ. In there, there is a sign that when the sweetness of iman, not only iman, but the sweetness of iman is in his heart, he's going to die fully on iman. There will be no problem. It's the magnet is in his heart, he's going to pull to the magnet of Allah, and he'll just go to Allah Ta'ala. He'll have no problem. Halawat-e imani se kya murad? What is this halawat-e iman? Allah reward our ulama, muhaddithin, fuqaha. How they have baal, khal se baal, khinch ke alag kar diya. analyze things in so detail. What is this halawat-e-iman? They've discussed that. Halawat-e-imani se murad ma'anawi halawat hai ya batin mein qalb aur rooh us halawat ko mehsoos karte hai. The sweetness of iman, is it an abstract thing? A meaningful thing, not in actual, how we feel sweetness of sugar, and like that, is it something like that, like the sweetness of sugar, or is it just an abstract thing, that you just in your mind, you have that enjoyment. Like the same thing, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be very great. Many people ask, but I love my wife very much, I love my children very much, that love is more greater. That also ulama have given detailed answers and discussions on that. Now this halawat-e-iman, is it something how we feel sweetness of sugar, honey, chocolate on our tongue, or is it just a meaningful thing which is in the mind that you are happy, that you are so that Allah bless me with my namaz, whatever, what is it? Lekin Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani, acha halawat hai, ma'anawi, most of the ulama say it's a meaningful thing. That in your, I'm happy, I'm a Muslim, you don't feel that sweetness. How you feel the sweetness of sugar, but you are happy. Yani batin mein qalb aur ruh us halawat ko mehsoos karte. Inside, meaningful, you are happy. Just like, of course, any person with the weakest of iman, iman is the iman very weak, he'll make shukar. I'm not an idol worshipper, I'm not an atheist, I'm not a Christian, I'm not a Jew, I'm a Muslim. That is also halawat-e-iman. But another aspect, لیکن حافظ ابن حجر اسقلانی رحمت اللہ علی نے عجیب بات بیان فرمائے کہ حسی اور معنوی دونوں حلاوت مراد ہیں. He says that both, not only meaningful, that you feel happy, you are thankful, you appreciate, but actually you feel the sweetness of ایمان. وَأَغْرَبَ ابْنُ حَجَرْ حَيْثُ قَالْ زَوْقًا حِسِّيًّا وَمَعْنَوِيًّا. Ibn Hajar has said something very different from all the ulama, that this you will feel the sweetness as you feel sugar on your tongue, as you'll feel honey on your tongue, like that you'll feel the sweetness of iman and you'll feel it in your heart. Ahkar arz karta hai ki bahut se ushaq haq ko hissi taur par ye mithas mehsoos hona manqool hai. Hazrat says that many lovers of Allah, they have explained that physically how you feel sweetness of sugar and all the honey, etc., like that they felt the sweetness of iman. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, he has seen himself personally, he is some of his buzurgs, when somebody else is making zikr, they enjoy it so much that water comes in their mouth. We, when we get the smell of biryani, roast, samosa, toast or something, then our mouth starts watering. Their mouth starts watering when they hear somebody making. They haven't made zikr themselves. They hear somebody else zikr and their mouth starts watering. So this is a thing that many lovers of Allah physically feel that sweetness. And not only in the mouth, in their heart they feel. Like the sweetness of honey you feel on your tongue, they feel the sweetness of iman in their hearts. چنانچہ مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علی فرماتے ہیں, مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علی says, اللہ اللہ ایچے شرین است نام. This is شرین است نام. Some of our friends read شرین است نام. It is شرین است نام. شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ اللہ کیا پیارا نام ہے. What a wonderful, lovable word. پیارا. How a person would love to take somebody's name. کہ اس نام سے جان میں دودھ اور شکر کے مل جانے والی مٹھاس محسوس ہو رہی ہے. When a person mixes sweetness, sugar, honey with milk, in winter a nice hot cup of milk, or Milo, whatever, and it's sweetened, how you sip and enjoy it. In summer, a nice hot glass of faluda, of a milkshake, of milk and sweetness, sweetener, honey, sugar, whatever, how you enjoy. He says, oh Allah, I feel that sweetness in my whole body. Not only on my tongue, not only in my heart, my whole body. In another poem here, he says, oh Allah, when I take your name, every hair of my body becomes a river of honey. Not water is flowing from that river, honey is flowing when I take your name. Which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair translated into Urdu, Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai. What a beloved name yours is, O Allah. How much a person has got marifat and ta'alluq with Allah
So much he gets enjoyment in taking the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. It is like with a person who's in the tavern, in the bar, and he gets his bottle and glass, like I'm out of this world, I'm gone into the heavens. What they know, what is enjoyment for compared to that person who has found Allah and is taking name, the name of consciously. Allah. And he feels that love of Allah in, and in fact one of the muraqabas when we make zikr of Allah, that, oh Allah, I love you, I want your love, oh Allah, I'm dying without your love, oh Allah, come into my heart, I need you. A person who makes zikr like that, how Allah's love comes into that person. Aur is mithas par maulana ne ajeeb istidlal Diwan-e-Shams Tabriz mein pesh kiya. And this sweetness which a person actually feels, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali has proven it, has given the dalil, the proof of it in his Diwan-e-Shams Tabriz, where he says, E dil, e shakar khushtar, ya aake shakar saazat. He says, oh my heart, asking a question to his heart, to himself, is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? Which Hazrat Ahmed Barakatum explains, all the sugar in the world, all sweet things, they are under the qudrat of Allah. Allah has got the full power at this very second moment to pull out all that sweetness and make it picky, make it without any taste, tasteless. And Allah can make it, in fact, salty, bitter. Allah can make it sour. Allah can change its taste at any time. And the whole world's sweetness, whatever there is, all that is bhik manga. A millionth of a millionth of a millionth of a millionth of a beggar of Allah's sweetness. What is Allah's? So what is the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala? So when a person gets the sweetness of Allah, when sugar makes your tongue sweet, how can the sweetness of Allah make your heart and your whole body? But this is something a person has to, and it comes when a person discards everything else. Not that he's looking at other women also, and 5 minutes he makes zikr and he feels he's going to get. No, that way, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who bring iman and don't mix it. Mixing is not adulterating in anything. Your milk you adulterate, anything else. It's a criminal offense also. So when you adulterate this, little Allah's love also, little other woman's love also, dunya's love also, then that doesn't work. When you reach that stage where purely only Allah's love is in your heart, then you get the sweetness. When your eyes don't go, when your wife looks the most beautiful in your eyes, and you just don't like to look at other women. If your eyes do fall also, you feel bad about it. But presently, most of us, our condition is, we don't want to look at our wife. There we make parda. We keep our eyes down. And other women, we crave to go and look at them. And we peep wherever we can, and we look for means how we can look at other women. That person, where is he going to find the sweetness of Allah? He is just daydreaming. He can be a sheikh also. He can be making zikr, but if that isn't still gone from him, all the other things, in fact, all the other junk foods and other things also, till that desire don't go out of the heart, where are you going to find the sweetness of Allah? Sweetness of Allah becomes when you are totally inclined only towards Allah, then you'll get that sweetness. Allah Ta'ala is not so cheap that you don't even meet your own wife. You go and talk with other women, or just somebody phoned you and you just spoke a little politely, the wife interprets it, talking so sweetly with that woman. What need was there for you to talk to her? They can't tolerate it. What Allah Ta'ala? Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, when he reached his high position, he was making tawaf one time. He left his kingdom, Balkh, everything. He saw his son in the mataf. He didn't know it's my son. How many years had passed? So he asked him, Beta, child, from where are you? So he said, I'm Balkh. Then they recognized one another. He inclined towards his son. Allah's love, ghairat of Allah, what we will call a heart attack, Allah slept the child and Allah let him die. That you don't give your love to any, your love is only for me. You don't give it to anyone else. When that love becomes exclusive like that, that is when a person gets this feelings and that. For us it is only to read and hope for. That is also a big thing for us. And if Allah takes somebody to that position, what to say? Ye dil, ye qamar khushtar, ya aake qamar saazat. Oh my heart, is this moon more beautiful, the 40th full moon, or the creator of the moon? This moon, what its beauty, 14th full night, how beautiful. All the waterfalls, the sunrise on the seas and the mountain, sunset, how beautiful scenes they are. All that is not a billionth of a billionth of billions of the beauty of Allah. What is the beauty? If a person has a glimpse of the beauty, and the sign that a person has seen Allah's beauty, and when he'll get Allah's sweetness, his eyes don't go to other things now. Especially to haram, and especially to filthy, dirty, naked woman of the street, where his eyes will go on there. His eyes just don't go on there. He will discard that completely. That is the time when you'll feel that sweetness of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. May Allah bless us all, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.